When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:20, we will make our picks on this big Steelers-Commanders game. But joining us right now to give us insight on the Commanders, who's practicing, who's not, is our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7. Hey, Scott.
Scotty.
What's up, boys? Happy Friday.
It's been a fun week for you at the park, right, with Marshawn Lattimore arriving?
Yeah, it's been great. As I've told you many times, it's refreshing going up there every Wednesday, Thursday, and, you know, seeing the vibe, seeing the energy, and obviously there's an extra buzz with Marshawn coming to town. Players are all on board. They love the move, and it's a clear signal from the front office that they got something special here, and they believe they can make a run.
What kind of kid, I call him a kid, he's 28, but he's a kid to me. Yeah. What kind of kid does he seem to be? He seems very serious from when you were interviewing him when I was watching.
He seems very quiet, laid back. I was talking to Matthew Paris, who used to work for the Washington Times covering the Commanders. He now covers the Saints down in New Orleans. And, you know, I got some kind of intel on how he is with the media. And basically what Matt described is what we got on Wednesday when we talked to Marshawn. Just quiet, keeps to himself, not a big, you know, guy in the microphone, rah, rah, rah. Not going to give you, you know, big quotes, big sound bites, but to each their own, and he's a heck of a football player, and let's just see if that hamstring heals up and he can get out there.
So speaking of injuries, Austin Seibert, questionable with a hip. He was a limited participant in practice on Thursday, as was B-Rob. I'm more worried about B-Rob because he didn't play last week, and it seemed like he was trending to play. Then he didn't make it through the pregame workout. He was ruled out. Is there optimism that he will play this
week?
And then
what about Seibert, too?
Yeah, Seibert, it looks like he's a go-to.
Yeah, I think Seibert's a go, guys. And I talked to B-Rob directly on Wednesday in front of his locker, and I asked him straight up, do you think you're going to play on Sunday? And he told me the hamstring's feeling better, but again, it's going to be up to that game, you know, that pregame workout on the field on Sunday, because that's what he tested in New York, and he said it didn't feel right, and they sat him for the Giants. So he's going to do the same thing this week against the Steelers, kind of go through his pregame routine out there on the field, and they're going to make a decision then. But he says it feels better. When we talked to him on Wednesday, he's been limited in practice, so hopefully he'll be a go on Sunday, but it's going to be a game time decision again.
Yeah, and Scott, also the weather could potentially be a factor in that.
Yeah,
if he's borderline, they might not want to put him out on what could turn into a slick, muddy field.
A colder day, too.
So that's something to keep an eye on, too, heading into game time.
I was thinking that. I don't think that's been talked about enough from anybody, because it looks kind of nasty and it could be a slop fest. And, you know, you got to be careful with a hamstring on a slick field, but In terms of having a sloppy field or being slick, you're going to want a running game as well, right? You're going to want to try to run the football in those type of conditions, a slippery football. So it would be great to have B-Rob, but hey, you had a Chris Rodriguez step up. McNichols has stepped up previously. You have an Austin Eckler. So at least there's comfort in knowing from a Commanders fan's perspective, you have some depth at the running back position.
How do you think Washington's going to handle these pass rushers, because they haven't faced a pass rush like this? I mean, the Giants do have a good pass rush, and they led the league in sacks going into that game, but they didn't touch JD. So JD did a great job getting rid of the ball and getting away from those edge guys. But this is a different animal, I think. How do you think they're going to handle that?
You know what? I think the simplest thing is try to run the football. Try to establish a running game. That's how you kind of corral and prevent that pass rush from getting home. You want to stay away from third and long situations against a great pass rush with a T.J. Watt, a Highsmith on the other side. And if you do get in those passing situations, guys, maybe you have an extra tight end on the line. You're going to have to obviously do some chips with the running backs. So it's going to be very tough to be solo coverage on a T.J. Watt or a Highsmith. In certain situations, you're going to have to lean on a Wiley. You're going to have to lean on a Coleman to hold their own. But you're right. It's a big challenge, and I would argue I don't think they've faced a pass rush this potent from the edge this season. And I would love to see them really kind of establish that running game to limit their chances of rushing the passer. Quick passing game. I think that's the key to kind of slow down the T.J. Watts and the Highsmiths.
The arrow on Noah Brown keeps pointing up. He's got 8 catches in the last 2 games. He's got 113 yards of receiving in the last 2 games. Obviously, we know he caught the Hail Mary in the Chicago game. That's a nice find by Adam Peters and the scouting department to add him to the mix.
What hasn't Adam Peters done right so far?
Yeah, I mean, everything. Good point.
Everything he touches turns to gold. Everything, every move he makes has been fantastic in terms of the production and the fit with the locker room. It's a whole team effort, and Adam does a great job when he has his press conferences of giving props and kudos to his scouting staff and the team that he has in that front office. And they are a team, and what they're doing has been fantastic. Because you bring up Noah Brown, he's a guy that was a training camp find, a training camp cut casualty from the Texans, bringing him on board, great fit, fantastic in the locker room, fantastic on the field. He has a hunger, he has a desire to show that he belongs and make Washington his home. Again, you can't say enough about the moves that Adam Peters and this front office has made in less than a year span. And when I look back at the roster, I really appreciate the guys that he's brought in on one-year deals, because they're almost prove-it deals. In a sense, they're deals that show the hunger of a player, like a Jeremy Chinn, perfect example. Maybe had some down years in Carolina, had a great rookie year in Carolina, and he gave him a prove-it deal. Let's see what you're worth. And my goodness, Jeremy Chinn has been incredible to watch. He just keeps getting better and better on the defensive side of the ball. So, again, another one of those underrated signings that hasn't been talked about enough from Quinn and company.
Talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. Hey, I want to revisit the Marshon Lattimore deal. Maybe I misheard it, but was there anything exchanged for the jersey number so that Lattimore could get the number which Chris Rodriguez had?
So I did not talk to Rodriguez directly, but I know Washington Post Nikki Javala talked to him, and I believe she had a quote that she posted on her X account, and I don't believe there was any monetary or anything. And I think Chris had a really good quote saying, he's a vet, he's been there, done that, and I just felt it was right type deal to give him the jersey that he wanted. So it was a really good gesture by Rodriguez that, he knows kind of his place. And in terms of, pecking order, and he's still growing in the NFL, where Lattimore is a 4-time pro bowler and one of the best corners in the league. And he gave up the number for Marshawn.
It's the same thing that that Tress Wade did.
With Tress for Jaden.
Yeah. These guys are just giving away their jerseys.
Hey, Scott.
Well, I mean, just But that just goes to show you guys, again, we go back to the culture and what they're kind of building in that locker room. And, again, I go back to what Sam Cosmi said yesterday of, you know, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than the guy next to me. This is all about the team. And it's just so refreshing to hear these guys, the Zach Gertz, the Bobby Wagners. It's all about the team. It's all about the brotherhood. We've heard brotherhood over and over again. Yeah. This is a team. It really is a team. They are a close-knit group. And it's just awesome to see how the locker room has just completely flipped from over a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just answered my question. But when you walked into that locker room in Ashburn last year, especially late in the year, and compare that to just the feeling and the vibe you get and the positivity you get when you walk in now.
It's
totally different.
Night and day. It's night and day, Bish. I mean, you remember 1 year ago, it was one of the lowest points of the franchise. Not a lot of wins. They cleaning house with sending away Montez Sweat and Chase Young. They're losing. They're getting blown out. They're not playing good football. Guys didn't want to talk. Guys were, you know, going in the shower, going in the training room, going to eat, not being available. And here you are, you see guys playing cards. You see guys sitting next to each other in the locker, watching their cell phones together. It's just awesome to see. And you got to credit the vets that they brought in, like the Bobby Wagners, the Zach Ertz, guys that have been there, done that, that have climbed the mountaintop, that have won at the highest level. They know what a winning locker room is. They know what a winning culture is. And for guys like Sam Cosmi and Terry McLaurin, they've always had that in them. They've always been that. They've always had that DNA, that fabric of good dudes, good quality human beings. And to see them getting thrusted into such a leadership role as well now, this team is a rocket ship. I've said that numerous times leading up to this year, how I felt it, how I saw things. And they got the quarterback, they got the front office, they got everything in place. They got salary cap space next year. If you're a Commanders fan, it's hard not to get excited about what lies ahead. Certainly one game at a time mentality, but this is just the beginning, guys, in my opinion.
I hope so. I just worry that, like, okay, we're going to have a good run this year, it looks like. But then, you know, schedule's going to be a lot more difficult next year. How are we going to respond? Well, I don't want to get too
hard. Well, I'm trying to rain on the parade.
I'm just saying it gets me a little bit nervous. Like,
but
look at the Bengals.
The roster will be better, too.
Why worry about next year? Let's worry about the Steelers.
But you got to look at kind of the big picture, EB, because they got the salary cap space. They got draft picks. They have the quarterback. If he stays healthy, that's been the key ingredient that's been missing for so many years. And they have an offensive line that they have the chemistry, and they're protecting Jaden. They're playing really well. They got the weapons. The defense is going to improve over time. So you have to be optimistic and excited about going forward with this franchise.
Why is the culture so much better with DQ than with Ron? Ron always talked about culture, but it was more just talk, it felt like.
Because they weren't winning on Sundays.
I mean, wins and losses certainly make a difference. I've always appreciated Ron. Great human, not the best coach, but we'll leave it at that. In terms of the wins and losses weighing on a franchise, the ownership transition, there was a lot of different layers to everything over the years. Off the field nonsense, they don't have to deal with that anymore here. And DQ, he's the guys, I mean, these players love DQ. They love this coaching staff. It's not just DQ, it's everybody. Cliff Kingsbury, Bobby Johnson, the O-line coach. It's the entire staff, and they're relatable to the players. DQ, you know, he's been there, done that. He's had success. And just listen to, like, the Micah Parsons and the Diggs on their own podcast raving about a Dan Quinn. Players love Dan Quinn. Why that is, I don't know. I'm not in there every day in terms of the meeting room or seeing what he does on the practice field, but they are buying what he's selling, and he's been a great fit.
These guys love each other.
And when you walk in the locker room, when you walk in the locker room, guys actually do want to talk to you now.
They do not shy away, because there's a herd of us, right?
Yeah.
It's not just me. There's probably 8, 9, 10, you know, beat reporters, 3 or 4 cameras, and they are always willing. You know, Terry talks on Thursday. Some guys have their specific days. Terry has his day on Thursday, but you walk up to a guy in the locker room, hey, you got a couple of minutes? Very rarely. I mean, very rarely now do they shy away or say not today. It's been awesome, guys.
Who's your favorite guy to talk to in terms of, you just know you're going to get great stuff from him?
Dude, Nick Allegretti, I'm telling you. He is, I love how he is on the microphone. He gives great answers. He's personable. I go with Allegretti on the offense, and I'm really liking Frankie Louvu. I love his story of coming from American Samoa, going to Washington State, working his way to the Jets and the Panthers, and now he's a dude. And he's becoming a leader, and he's being a sponge with Bobby Wagner. And to see him kind of gravitate into a leader of his own, into this Commanders locker room, being on the microphone, talking to reporters, gives great answers, and all the guys are great. Cosme's been fantastic. To see Cosme grow on the microphone from a rookie to where he is today, he's one of the best on the microphone as well in that locker room as well.
All right, let's get the Scott Abraham prediction. They face the Steelers stepping into the big leagues. What do you think happens?
I think the home winning streak is going to end. I think the Steelers are going to get them. I'm sorry, Commanders fans.
You just hyped us up.
Jesus. I'm going 24-20. Give me the Steelers over the Commanders. I think it's a defense that Washington hasn't faced. And in terms of a week extra preparation, you know, Tomlin and company, what they did. You look at that first game of the year in Atlanta. They made that offense look silly. Kirk Cousins was running for his life, getting sacked multiple times. They don't give up a lot of points. Sorry, I'm going to go Steelers 24, Commanders 20.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, JP,
you can't pick them every week. I know you pick them every week.
I don't.
This is going to be a tough one. You know,
thank you, Scott. Yeah.
See you, Scotty. It is kind of crazy.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. Yep,
thanks, buddy.
That Louvu, I mean, America Samoa is
tiny,
a little dot in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And there's a population of like, I don't know, 10,000 people. And he's in the NFL.
Yeah. It's an amazing story.
It really is.
You don't know who had shirts from American Samoa when he was a kid?
From American Samoa? I don't.
I did all the time because my mom worked for the Census Bureau, and she did the American territories and go out to American Samoa.
I'd have a hard time finding it on
Guam.
A map. I don't know if I'd be able to find it.
I couldn't.
If it's a tiny speck of an island,
it's just in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's. I think it's close to Australia.
Okay.
Not close, but that's right. That would be the
in that vicinity.
That would be the biggest landmass close to it.
Right.
All right, you just heard his pick. He's taking the Steelers. When we come back, we'll give you what we think is going to happen, and we want to hear from you. I looked on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, 76% picking Commanders.
Homers.
I'm going to check the Twitter. I'll get that updated. You can vote at Junks Radio. Who wins on Sunday? 800-636-1067.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards
need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.